Task 2. You will hear part of a program.
Choose the option that best completes the sentences according to what you hear and write it in the corresponding white box. Sentence 0 is an example. Now read the sentences.
I would like to tell you about an unusual New Year's resolution that I made. On New Year's Eve 2015, I decided to stop buying stuff. Now, I had just come back from a holiday on Bali, that's a paradise, but instead of pictures of endless beaches and deep blue skies, the pictures that I remembered, that I still had in my mind, were pictures of burning rubbish. The beach and the ocean were covered beneath an endless blanket of plastic, and I only saw the surface. I was both shocked and disgusted by the lifestyle that produced it, a lifestyle that happened to be my own. It was this holiday on Bali that made me want to stop buying stuff. I'm not against the market economy, but I couldn't just pretend that I wasn't responsible for this mess. And in fact, we all are. When I was back in Switzerland, a friend came visiting with 3 pairs of shoes that she had bought but never worn, and she was wondering whether maybe my girlfriend would like to try them on. Around the same time, another friend had just bought the new iPhone twice because he couldn't decide yet which screen size he preferred. And yet another friend was trading his car for the 3rd time in 3 years. Crazy. But I myself, I wasn't any better. I had just bought the same coat twice. So for the next 12 months, I promised myself I wouldn't buy anything. But I did allow myself 2 exceptions. Exception number 1, I was still allowed to buy what I needed in order not to die. Or in other words, I was still allowed to buy food. Exception number 2, I was still allowed to buy what I needed in order not to start stinking. Or in other words, I was still allowed to buy things like soap, shampoo, toothpaste, etc. All the rest had to stay on the shelves. Now, was it difficult? The surprising answer, not at all. I quickly came up with 2 strategies that helped me avoid even the most attractive stuff. Strategy number 1, instead of seeing offers as invitations, I started treating them as attacks, as personal attacks on me. So instead of saying, hey, look at this, this is great, I have this, say, wait a minute, they're trying to sell me something that I don't really need. And my job was to say no, 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 and no again. That was strategy number 1. And I was walking down the first shop window. They had skis in the window. And I love skiing. I love skiing more than almost everything else. So I saw those skis. They were awesome. But I also realized that they were exactly the same pair of skis that I already had at home, just in a different design. So I said no thanks and walked on. Next up was the Apple store selling that new iPhone that my friend had bought twice. And I asked myself, can this new phone really do anything that my old phone can't? And the obvious answer was no. So it was no thanks, and I walked on. Now, with this mindset, every little no started feeling like a victory, which felt good. So after a while of practicing, I realized that I suddenly had quite a bit of money, which brings me to strategy number 2. I spent it on services instead of goods. So instead of buying a new t-shirt, I decided to get a new haircut. Or instead of a CD, I decided to go to a concert. The happiness we get from an experience, like a day on a mountain hiking, lasts much, much longer than that extra pair of hiking boots that you actually know you don't really need. Now, did I go back to buying stuff again? Yes, I did. But whenever you buy something new, replace something old with it. Used up or broken, that's the rule.
Now, listen again.
I would like to tell you about an unusual New Year's resolution that I made. On New Year's Eve 2015, I decided to stop buying stuff. Now, I had just come back from a holiday on Bali, as a paradise, but instead of pictures of endless beaches and deep blue skies, the pictures that I remembered, that I still had in my mind, were pictures of burning rubbish. The beach and the ocean were covered beneath an endless blanket of plastic, and I only saw the surface. I was both shocked and disgusted by the lifestyle that produced it, a lifestyle that happened to be my own. It was this holiday on Bali that made me want to stop buying stuff. I'm not against the market economy, but I couldn't just pretend that I wasn't responsible for this mess. And in fact, we all are. When I was back in Switzerland, a friend came visiting with three pairs of shoes that she had bought but never worn, and she was wondering whether maybe my girlfriend would like to try them on. Around the same time, another friend had just bought the new iPhone twice because he couldn't decide yet which screen size he preferred. And yet another friend was trading his car for the third time in 3 years. Crazy. But I myself, I wasn't any better. I had just bought the same coat twice. So for the next 12 months, I promised myself I wouldn't buy anything. But I did allow myself two exceptions. Exception number one, I was still allowed to buy what I needed in order not to die. Or in other words, I was still allowed to buy food. Exception number two, I was still allowed to buy what I needed in order not to start stinking. Or in other words, I was still allowed to buy things like soap, shampoo, toothpaste, etc. All the rest had to stay on the shelves. Now, was it difficult? The surprising answer, not at all. I quickly came up with two strategies that helped me avoid even the most attractive stuff. Strategy number one, instead of seeing offers as invitations, I started treating them as a tax, as personal attacks on me. So instead of saying, hey, look at this, this is great, I have to have this, say, wait a minute, they're trying to sell me something that I don't really need. And my job was to say no, 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 and no again. That was strategy number one. And I was walking down the first shop window, they had skis in the window. And I love skiing. I love skiing more than almost everything else. So I saw those skis, they were awesome. But I also realized that they were exactly the same pair of skis that I already had at home, just in a different design. So I said no thanks and walked on. Next up was the Apple store selling that new iPhone that my friend had bought twice. And I asked myself, can this new phone really do anything that my old phone can't? And the obvious answer was no. So it was no thanks, and I walked on. Now, with this mindset, every little no started feeling like a victory, which felt good. So after a while of practicing, I realized that I suddenly had quite a bit of money, which brings me to strategy number two. I spent it on services instead of goods. So instead of buying a new t-shirt, I decided to get a new haircut. Or instead of a CD, I decided to go to a concert. The happiness we get from an experience, like a day on a mountain hiking, lasts much, much longer than that extra pair of hiking boots that you actually know you don't really need. Now, did I go back to buying stuff again? Yes, I did. But whenever you buy something new, replace something old with it. Used up or broken. That's the rule.
This is the end of task 2.